from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, November 6th. Just ahead, the Jupiter String Quartet has a concert today, a virtual one, of course. We'll talk with the quartet and a University of Illinois environmental sciences professor about a piece that's a tribute to the beauty and vitality of the natural world. But first, these headlines. Some high-powered Democrats are calling on House Speaker Michael Madigan to resign as the Democratic Party chair in the state of Illinois. Tony Arnold reports.
Madigan's been connected to a federal corruption investigation into the utility Commonwealth Edison. He's not been charged and denies wrongdoing, but Republicans used the scandal to defeat a Democratic state Supreme Court justice and, in a way, to help defeat the graduated income tax amendment, Governor J.B. Pritzker's top priority. Now, Pritzker says Madigan should step aside as party chairman, and U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth goes even further, calling on Madigan to step aside as Democratic Party chairman and House Speaker. In a statement, Madigan makes it clear he is not doing any of those things and that he's proud of his record. I'm Tony Arnold.
Illinois passed another grim COVID-19 milestone yesterday. More than 10,000 Illinoisans have now died after testing positive for the virus. Governor J.B. Pritzker says infections, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to rise.
That's not a trend that's going to turn around on its own. It's up to us, all of us, to do something to save the next family from tragedy.
Illinois also hit a new daily record for infections at nearly 10,000 reported yesterday. The governor warns if people don't change their behavior and follow public health recommendations to slow the spread, the surge will continue and could lead to more restrictions on businesses. Champaign County reported 60 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The county is now dealing with nearly 600 active cases. The average number of new daily cases in Champaign County has more than doubled in the past 3 weeks. Macon County reported 100 new COVID-19 cases and 2 additional deaths, a man in his 60s and a woman in her 90s. There are currently nearly 1,200 active cases in the county, with 32 people hospitalized. More than two-thirds of U.S. adults say the 2020 election is a significant source of stress, up from 2016 when just over half of people said the same. As Christine Herman reports, the stress increase is most stark for Black Americans.
Northwestern medicine psychiatrist Adairamke Peterson says this racial disparity doesn't surprise her. 2020 has been a really painful year for Black people because of the pandemic and the rawness of confronting racism in society. Speaking on the 21st show, Peterson says mental health stigma persists in the Black community as it does in the broader society.
And we really need to fight that stigma, that feeling of, well, I don't want to have a mental health issue. It's not so much about having a mental health issue or a label. It's really about holistically caring for ourselves.
If you're struggling, Peterson says try taking a break from the news to do things you enjoy. And if stress and anxiety are making it hard to function, don't be afraid to seek help. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
The National Mental Health and Substance Abuse Hotline is 1-800-662-HELP. Newly counted mail-in ballots have widened a still narrow lead for the Democratic challenger for Champaign County Circuit Clerk. Susan McGrath is now 120 votes ahead of Republican incumbent Katie Blakeman in the county's closest election contest. The Champaign County Clerk's office is still counting last-minute mail-in ballots as they arrive. The office says about 1,100 additional mail-in ballots were tabulated yesterday. Chief Deputy Clerk Angie Patton says there are roughly 2,200 mail-in ballots sent out that have yet to be returned. They could still be added to the total if they've been postmarked by Election Day and delivered by November 17th. Still to come, we'll learn about a virtual concert from the University of Illinois Quartet in Residence, the Jupiter String Quartet. A conversation with the quartet is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Eunice Alpasan, engagement producer for the 21st. You can help shape our news coverage. Here's how it works. Just text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We'll send you weekly questions on issues affecting Illinois. We might even mention your answers on the 21st. Text TALK to 217-803-0730 and join the conversation.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. You can see the Jupiter String Quartet in concert this afternoon, virtually of course, performing a piece commissioned in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Composer Michi Wianco wrote the piece To Unpathed Waters, Undreamed Shores as a tribute to the beauty and vitality of the natural world. After the 3 p.m. concert, University of Illinois Environmental Sciences Professor Daniel Miller will help moderate a conversation with the Jupiter Quartet and the composer about the music. I spoke with Daniel Miller and the Jupiter String Quartet about this virtual performance. Violinist Meg Freivogel says their relationship with composer Michi Wiyanko goes back a long way.
Well, we've known Michi for a long time. Daniel Nelson and I went to school with her in Cleveland at the Cleveland Institute of Music. So we've collaborated with her. She's a violinist as well over our performing career. And we've been friends with her. And she has become this really creative and well-known composer now. That was sort of after we initially played with violinist, and she was really the first person that came to mind when we were trying to commission someone to write a piece that is current and reflects kind of some of the problems we're facing, and a piece that will live on into the future with a lot of meaning.
And Daniel Miller, let me bring you into the conversation here, and you know, I understand you're leading a conversation about the work after the performance on Friday. You know, how did you and the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Science become involved with this performance?
Well, the piece has an environment theme. It's about resilience. It's about loss, and it's also about hope. And I was fortunate enough to see the Jupiter Quartet play it the first time. And then I guess we're a small community here and our children go to school together. We got to talking, and the Jupiter Quartet has done some other similar kinds of events of reaching out beyond sort of the music community. There was an event at Beckman with the physicist that they did last year. And we thought, well, this is an environment climate change themed piece, why not do something similar with the environmental science department on campus?
And then about the piece itself, I'm curious just to learn a little bit more about it. I mean, I know it's multi-movement, of course, for string quartet, but how many movements? What really stands out to you about this work? And why are you so excited to perform it on Friday?
It's in seven movements. Each movement tries to evoke a different natural world. And also, I think Michi was very adamant, as Dan Miller mentioned, that the piece not be a kind of doom and gloom piece. She was really interested in having the audience be able to engage with climate change in a way that, wasn't reading the New York Times article that was depressing about the state of the world, that there was something they could do to kind of reflect on how beautiful the world is. I mean, there are moments that are terrifying in the piece, but there are also moments that sort of admire or try to capture and evoke the natural world. The piece kind of starts and ends in the ocean, at least in Michi's imagination. She wanted to kind of evoke and capture the kind of vast expanse of the Pacific Ocean, where she grew up in the Bay Area near the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, and she uses actually a lot of special effects to get sort of extended techniques to get these, to paint these scenes. So there's a lot of kind of watery, when we're imitating the ocean, a lot of watery effects, things we do with our bows. She even has us play with, she specified a Target gift card because it was like the right weight.
Has to be Target.
Yeah, to get these more percussive effects. So, and then there's another place where I'm imitating a steel drum. So there are a lot of really interesting sounds that come out of it. It's not like your traditional string quartet sound at all times, although there are parts that are very beautiful, rich texture. So really interesting that way.
That's violist Liz Freivogel, cellist Daniel McDonough, and violinists Meg Freivogel and Nelson Lee, the members of the Jupiter String Quartet. We also heard from U of I Environmental Sciences Professor Daniel Miller. The quartet is performing a new work by Michi Wiyanko, To Unpathed Waters, Undreamed Shores, this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Smith Hall on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. Details on how to watch at CranertCenter.com. And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see more sunshine today with a high of 72 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting contributed by Tony Arnold, Mary Hansen, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again Monday. Have a good weekend.